A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, Paul White and Anthony Ogogo, they've left the panel position. They're now down at ringside. And hold on a second. I know that guy. Bringing in some reinforcements. Grado. He's from right over here, mate. Scotland. It's all close.
That's not far. You take a boat. One or two.
But Grado, independent star in Scotland. He was on the media tour with Jeff Jarrett. Jarrett cracked a guitar over Grado's head, and it seems that Grado had forgotten about it.
Grado's got a singlet on. He's got a fanny pack going.
Oh, Paul! Nice! Just knocked out Sutnam Singh!
Oh, big guy heat.
And Grado landed right on Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, no! Not the guitar!
The headbutt. And
we are a day removed from AEW All In. My guest needs no introduction. What an honor, what a privilege. The dream for Monday, I banged on, and you, the Cultaholic faithful, were loud and proud with it. We wanted to see Grado and Jeff Jarrett do their thing at Wembley. And then Saturday, 10 minutes before the pre-show started, they tried to catch us out. Grado gets his vengeance on Jeff Jarrett. Grado is with me now. Grado, how you doing?
Tom, you're definitely a big part to play in the fact that I was appeared at Wembley yesterday. I'm not joking.
Stop it.
No, you mean you? I mean, because here's the deal. People have been, you know, wrestlers have been texting me the last couple of weeks, don't work me, you're working Wembley. And I'm like, I'm not working Wembley, I'm doing it. On Wrestling Daft, my podcast, Rab and John were going, oh, you're working us. And I legit did not know, no, I wasn't booked. I mean, in the words of Dennis Stamp, I wasn't involved, I wasn't booked. I was not booked.
So you're in the garden on your trampoline with your weights.
I'm in my underpants.
In your pants, obviously. RIP, Empower, Dennis Stamp.
It's been a little less than... Because how many years did Dennis Stamp... Was it 7 years, 9 years?
He
had been jumping on the trampoline, waiting on the phone call. It hadn't been quite as long as that, but it feels sure long anyway.
God love Dennis Stamp. And now this all began with you and Jeff Jarrett having an altercation at Talk Sport where Jeff brains you with the guitar. Now, me in the role that I do, Grado, I saw that go down and I went, right, we know what one of the matches is going to be for Wembley. That's why would you do that? Right. And so we were like, this is happening. And then as the weeks rolled on, we were like, we're not seeing this promoted or pop up on the card or... No. Like, what's the malfunction here? When did you find out that Wembley was happening?
Well, I got word probably Thursday night.
Thursday night?
To be at Wembley. To come to Wembley. But nothing was ever confirmed. And You're right. Like, as I say, I had people congratulating me after the talk sports spot. I had people going, "Oh my God, you're wrestling at Wembley. It's you versus Jeff Jarrett." People were making graphics, and I was like, I felt so uneasy. If you notice, like, I never tweeted anything since the Jeff Jarrett thing with talk sport. I was like, I am staying out of this. I was like, because I don't want to PM the off. I don't want to sound. I just didn't want to sound like because, you know, people were criticizing me, saying, why did you not jump on the whole hashtag Book Grado campaign like I did with, like, Madonna, and I've done with ICW, and I felt, I just felt so uneasy. But you practically done the job for me, so. And it was amazing, man. I was logging on every day, and I was peeing myself. And honestly, I honestly loved every single bit of content. And not just you as well, the people that listen to Cultaholic, and a special shout out to Ian Drew Dice Clay as well, who I love following on Twitter, who I practically get my wrestling news for. He sort of was tweeting as well. So I need to thank everybody that sent a heartwarming, positive Grado tweet in the last 7 days, because I reckon it had a big part to play in the fact that I ended up being at Wembley. And as I say, I didn't know anything. I mean, see if I knew I was wrestling booked at Wembley, I would have walked the dog more than once a week. I would have invested in a brand new leotard. When I was wrestling every single week, man, I would spend so much money on getting new gear made. I was always getting new gear made. I've not had any gear made since 2019, the tail end of 2019, that purple and black gear, which I detest. I hate it. If I knew I was working Wembley, I'd have got a brand new leotard. I would have hit the sunbeds. I would have at least, I mean, I had not one pal there. I didn't have any family member. I didn't have anybody. There was nobody there. You know, like, if I knew I was going to be going down there, I'd have brought the whole family down. I would have went nuts. But the way it's worked out, it's probably for the best. I think that was just amazing yesterday. Honest to God. Because here's the deal, Tom. So I was going down there, man. I'm nervous. I'm like, what am I doing turning up at the hotel where the wrestlers are? And quite nervous. And there's a crowd of fans outside, and you know, I was doing selfies and stuff like that. And it relaxed me, man. I was like, oh my God, people remember me. And then Jimmy Jacobs went, is that fucking Grado? Is that fucking Grado here?
Why is he Jonathan Van Ness from Queer?
Yes, anyway, and he's gone, are you here? Are you here? And I'm going, well, I'm here. He's going, no, but are you here?
Are you here?
Aye. And but see, because I've got PTSD for that, because I remember when I wrestled in New Orleans for WrestleMania weekend, and the promoter that, because I done like Spring Break and I done WrestleCon, and everything got paid for me apart from my digs. I always remember that, and I was like, nobody's got me digs. So I done the whole, there's an app where you type in your budget and then it finds you the best like hotel app. This sounds like TripAdvisor, but it wasn't TripAdvisor, it was some other kind of like Uber type. Do you know what I mean? Like one of these.
So you save how much, where you're staying, how much you've got to play with, and it'll go.
And then it books you without you like having the last say. So I remember booking it and then going to the hotel, and it was the NXT Wrestlers Hotel. And I was like, you know what I mean? I was standing in the queue, and I think the Devon was an agent at the time, and he's going, hey, Grado, what are you doing here? Have you signed? And I'm like, no. I was like, I don't like being here. This is a wee bit.
So it's funny because so many people would be involved in something like that, or something like the campaign that we've had at Cultaholic this week. And you whilst you don't want to confirm it, you don't want to deny it, and you want to be out there going, well, who knows?
Exactly. So
you
don't do
that.
No, I say nothing, man, because I didn't want to have egg on my face if it never happened. But then, do you know what? Because at the end of the day as well, it's an AEW show. There's loads of guys that have worked hard for years and years to get on a show like that that are on the AEW roster. So I always knew, like, so if this didn't happen, well, do you know what? I mean, I don't really deserve to be at a show. So I'm just gonna go with the flow and hope for the best. But yesterday, I mean, just walking into Wembley, and again, I didn't know what I was doing, if I was going to be booked. But see, because here's the deal, Tom, see the crew that run AEW, as in the guys that run the truck, that run merch, that run social media, that run ring crew. It's all the old TNA crew.
Ah.
Right? And these are people that during lockdown happened, and I'm sitting and I don't have a contract for TNA anymore. And I'm going, I'll never see these people that I would see when I was in TNA, like some Bob Rosen, the ring guy, Chris Dispenza, and Stevie. Listen, all these people. And Saturday night, I'm at the bar, and just one by one, like all these guys I've not saw for years, just come on and go, Grado, what the fuck are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing here?
Oh,
it was brilliant, just seeing folks. I was like, oh my God, I never thought I'd ever see you people again. And I'm like, this is just TNA. I mean, legit, all the people that run it backstage have kind of sort of jump ship to run AEW. Has this been videoed? I'm vaping, not it?
Nah, you're fine, you're good. Mate, you're having a beer, you're vaping. I think I'm not surprised.
She tried to have a fly crafty vape in Wembley Stadium, by the way.
Did you?
I'm bad with this. This is another thing as well, man. This is absurd, Tom. This is a crystal bar. There's 600 puffs in these, right? Oh, I'm going through four a day.
That's gonna last you a while. Four puffs, not four crystal.
Mate,
puffs a day.
I'm doing 2,400 puffs a day, mate, and that's no exaggeration. It's costing me £20 a day. It's ridiculous. And this is what the wains, this is what the kids are vaping, which, by the way, they shouldn't. The sooner they ban these fucking things, the better.
Yeah, so if you're wondering, if you're watching on the Patreon, that's what Grado's doing. He's having a beer, and it's been, which I'm not surprised about. It's been a whirlwind since it was only Thursday. You knew all this was happening. Did you have like weekend plans that you had to awkwardly apologise like for not being able to attend?
Well, as you know, that I'm on Go Radio, in Scotland, which is between 6 and 10 Monday to Friday, and my plan was, I'll drive down, then drive back up, because I've been filming this show called Scotland's Greatest Escape for the BBC. So Monday through Friday, I'd been in Campbelltown, I'd been in Inverness, back home and back up north. I've legit done about 1,000 miles in a week on my car already. This is before Friday. But I said, look, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to drive down, and then whatever happens at Wembley, I'm just going to jump in the motor, then drive back up and hopefully make the breakfast show, which is already a bit, like, I'm taking a lot more time off than what I should, because I've done two doors down. In fact, I managed to do two doors down in the radio at the same time, actually. That was actually manageable. But I was there. I needed to make radio this morning, but I never made it, man. It was I ended up flying down on a Saturday, and I thought, I'm going to get a rental car back up the road. But then I Googled, can you hire a motor without your driving license, or at least a picture of the driving license? Because I don't carry my driving license. And it said, no, you will be denied a car hire.
Oh.
So I ended up pleading with the radio, please, if I just miss the first hour, there's a flight out of Gatwick at 6 a.m. And it will land at 7. I'll make 7:15 and we can have a bit of fun with it. That sounds good. Please be there. Of course, I got to my bed last night, Wembley, about 1:30, set my alarm for 3:55, jumped in an Uber. The Uber guy stopped for petrol while I fell asleep. If I knew he was stopped for petrol, I said, look, I need to make this flight, I need to make the radio. Anyway, long story short, I get to Gatwick at 6:15. Day the hole, I paid £5 to get fast track security, gets through the queue, and forgets that I've left a tub of Brill Cream in my bag. So, of course, that gets taken away. That gets put through the belt again. That delayed me about 10 minutes. I get to the gate shut.
Oh.
And I'm screaming in green gun, I need to be in the radio. I've got a radio show in Glasgow. You know, like one of these losers you see on airport with Jeremy or airline on. Remember, come fly with me. Come fly. Please. I need to get on this flight. I have a radio show. I'm sorry. So I missed that, which is a bit of a botch on my half, but.
Like you did everything you could to get there, and just unfortunately, a rogue tub of Brill Cream stopped me from hearing you this morning.
Absurd.
It's one of those. But hey, look, let's go back to that, to get into Wembley. So you're there. You've been summoned on the Thursday. You're summoned there. You obviously meet loads of TNA guys backstage, which is amazing.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're, honestly, they are lovely people. I know probably 60% of them, but even though, you know, there were some wrestlers coming up to me going, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. And one guy said, you know, and I don't want to put his name out there, but he was like, oh my God, pleasure to meet you. I studied your work back in the day. I'm going, what the fuck did you learn? fucking hell, man. Fucking, what did you study?
Even if whether they did or didn't, it's still a lovely thing to say.
Oh, no, lovely. It's like people that you think are, you know, they play a character on the telly and you think, oh, they could be quite intimidating. They're up, you know, they're just, everybody was so welcoming. And because it was daunting, mate. It was very, very daunting. It was the first day at school, turning up. And, you know, I had people that I've went to bat for me over the years, and they were there and they were so happy to see me. And I looked at the crew backstage, were so happy. But, that, mate, I can't lie. It's intimidating walking into a locker room with that the magnitude of the stars, because these guys are all superstars. No. And there's people that, you know, some folk in that locker room that interviewed me and who are now global, they're stars. They really are absolute stars. And there's great, I mean, I know there's stuff going about the locker room and stuff like that, but listen, man, they really were. I mean, you could tell how important it was to them and how happy they were. And I mean, 80,000 folk is unreal. The atmosphere was bright. And, you know, a few people backstage getting quite emotional, which was fair enough. You know, there's like Bryce Remsburg, who I've known for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. You know, $15 payoffs and driving 9 hours and, you know, to be refereeing at Wembley, it's unreal. I mean, and I say to him, even if you ever had half of this, whatever that would be, or a quarter of this, you know, you could probably die a happy man. But to be at Wembley Stadium for the first wrestling show in over 30 years and to draw that crowd, I mean, that's just, that's life made state material, isn't it?
So you're backstage with Anthony Ogogo and Paul White. Jeff Jarrett's in the ring, calling everyone slags and wankers.
Big Show, who I literally met 20 seconds before.
Oh wow!
He came out, and I get it, it's a long day and all that for the old Big Show, and he was. I was about like, hi, I'm Grado, and it's like one of the ones, and I get it. It's like, I mean, he couldn't. Hey. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my god, there we go. And then at that point, when I'm standing backstage and I'm like, right, so I'm not getting my music, and I know they're going to put my name on the wall. Now I'm like, oh no, this is going to be crickets. This is crickets, and I'm nervous for me. And I'm nervous for some of the boys backstage that have went to bat for me, because if this falls flat and it's arse, then they're going to look daft. And then, so Jeff's out there, and by the way, just the sound backstage, just standing at the gorilla position and hearing, oh my God, I'll never forget that. Oh my God, it was just, and then Big Show's music hits, and then I'm waiting, and I'm like, oh, where'd I go? Because I can't see the, I mean, they've obviously got the guy in the heat set, but I'm, where'd I go? And then I could just see it light up Grado, and then I just heard the reaction. And my plan was to, like, slowly walk, and then I went, oh my God, I need to get out there. I just ran, and oh my God, it was just, it's a great feeling. Thanks to everybody that stood up in their seat and made a noise, because it was nice.
Did it blow you away?
Mate, it was incredible. Aye. God, I'm getting quite emotional thinking about it. Oh my God, because it's like, I never thought that I'd get the opportunity to do anything like that again, if I'm being brutally honest. I thought, oh, that was sort of by. You know, you go through things that have happened in the British wrestling scene the last couple of years, and promotions that have ran here, and you see your pals, and you don't see your pals, and you know, the emails on these, the inbox isn't as loaded with requests for, you know, bookings is what it was, which is partly my own fault, but I just thought I'd never ever get to be in that position anymore. And you know, I'm thinking about my wife who's sitting back in the house with my two Waynes, and I'm like, aye man, this is cool. And then of course I go out, and it was just, you know what, I had no nerves, because here's the deal, because I was so reliant on like a prayer that I went, oh well, this has got to be shit. You know, it's like when I wrestled Drew Galloway and he told me that he wanted to call a, what'd you call that move? Fuck's sake.
Which one? His move?
No. The idea. What do you call it, Tom?
I'm just not sure what you mean. Not like...
Well, your two legs and you grab the, you jump off the two legs, the thing way.
Claymore?
No.
Dropkick.
Fuck. You sit. Why do I not know what that? What the hell, man? This is a pathetic.
Dropkick?
No. You jump, your two legs go around their neck, and you spin round, and they take the
head scissors.
Aye, but no head scissors.
Hurricane Rana.
Hurricane Rana, fuck it. So Drew win my match. We am.
So this is ICW Fear and Loathing. Aye, this is that phenomenal main event. Aye, you went, McIntyre.
I want you to hit me with Hurricane Rana. I went, oh, that's that. We're fucked. I was like, this is a mess. This is going to be a mess. And so literally that calmed my nerves because I went, well, this is just going to be the shits. And then it worked out all right. I managed to pull off a decent fucking runner. But aye, so then my nerves were, and I just totally got into it, man. Totally got into it.
So because you thought, okay, well, we're not getting like a prayer. This is going to bomb. Mm. And you're like, ah, it's whatever. I'm here now. We'll go and do it. And then we'll beat the traffic. And yeah. I'm so glad that all that thought process that you had was completely wrong, because that reaction was fantastic.
Did you know was it a good reaction, like watching?
I mean, I've had to watch it back since, because we did live reactions at Cultaholic, and I'll be honest with you, the noise I made when I saw Grado on the board, I couldn't hear what anybody else was saying at that point. It was just I went into another stratosphere. And what was so lovely was, I think Fraser, who was sat with me, just let me have it, let me have the moment, because Jesus Christ, mate, if there was outside of your immediate family, I don't think there was another person on planet Earth that was more excited to see Grado on that board than me.
I couldn't believe that, mate. I couldn't believe that. And honestly, Tom, I swear to God, again, my debt to you is lifetime.
Oh, mate, it's not, you owe me nothing, sir.
Swear to God, because I know for a fact that your noise played a big part. It really, really has to have. And then, of course, I need to put a bow in the old Big Show, because I've made him out to be a big grumpy man. He's totally not, because...
Oh, no, he's...
He come backstage and he went, what a fucking pop, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm going, chill, you big man. Chill, yeah. I don't mess up.
What made me chuckle was obviously he's Paul White in AEW, because Big Show is owned by WWE. The noise, I heard you over the noise just go, Big Show!
So that was the first text that I read when I came back, was for Chris Tull, big pop for shouting, for calling him the Big Show.
Oh my God!
But I love that. I love that he was so lovely with you, as everybody else was there. Who else did you see as you walked back through the curtain? Did Tony see you after you walked back? Was Tony happy with it?
No, because I never saw Tony, because it's right into doing a promo, and on the fly I just tried to get booked for next year. Of course, you know what I mean, this isn't over. I want a one-on-one match. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking John Cena versus The Rock, you know, WrestleMania, where they announced it in Raw, thought, let's do it. And so, done a promo right away. And then people come up going, that was the best, you know, but people were like, good, you know, good to see you, and that was cool and stuff like that. I spoke to Sting. He's a lovely man. Sting was giving me his Scottish impressions, which he's really good at.
Oh, really?
He went, send my love to the garage in Glasgow.
Oh.
And of course I went, say this then. Say, it's yourself. And he's going, it's yourself. I went, there you go, you're good at that, mate. So I got Sting. Sting was a sweetheart. Who else? They all were. Spoke to Jericho and... Aye, man. Unreal. And then of course I stole I was their t-shirt, you know what I mean? You know, it's one of the ones that, you know, you get these wrestlers in the UK, they you know, they day one, you know, they go for a week's lesson at the Performance Center and they get that WWE logo t-shirt, and then it's glued to them for the next 6 months, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go to Japan and you know, they wrestle for, I don't know, All Japan or Zero One, they get the tracksuit. You know, it's, you have to get fucking pliers to get it off them for the next 6 months, and that'll be me. I don't care.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
AEW, I shall sell the Gradle for a tap end of Stevenson out there. In front of over 80,000 AEW screaming fans, and it was an absolute ball. But Double J, Jeff Jarrett, I'm not finished with you. This is not over, because I'm going to paste you one-on-one. Don't need anybody else. I want you in the ring one-on-one. Tony, get it booked, Dafty. Hear you.
You did a promo backstage where you threw down the challenge to Jeff Jarrett for a match one-on-one.
Jeff is a guy who, for years, he would fall into the River Clyde in Glasgow and come out with a salmon in his gob. Right? He always lands on his feet. He's been in every stable there is. He's been in every major promotion. He always managed to pull up. But there's a reason why that, because he's a user. When he went back to TNA, he caught wind of the World of Sport thing and he groomed me. He shined me up and he tried to sniff about ITV when we were putting on the first series of World of Sport. So I get it's all business with him. It's like they say, it's no show friends, it's show business. And with Jeff Jarrett, that definitely applies to him. He's only out for Jeff and Jeff only. But I'll tell you what. Jeff, for me, is the best bad guy in wrestling right now. I think he's brilliant. I mean, I was backstage for as much as I wanted to go there and paste him and deck him and stick one on him and scalp him with the dish with a guitar. I was popping for his patter in the ring, calling people fannies and wankers and all that. I mean, I thought that was absolutely tremendous. But I have to say, man, next year, Grado versus Jeff Jarrett, I think. Oh, that would be good. That would be good, because I feel as if we've never had a match. We were supposed to wrestle each other at the Hydro. It was supposed to be a hair for hair match. This was never ever announced, but then he signed back to the WWE. There was other occasions where it's came about where we were going to wrestle one on one, and it's never there never has been a bow on it. And it, for as much as me, you know, taking him out with a guitar, I want to pin him 1, 2, 3. I want to go on cagematch.d and see Grado defeats Jeff Jarrett in 8 minutes, because that's all I need. And that's all I've got. Because I reckon I could get it done and then. But I think that would be massive. I think it would be massive. Well, obviously, I'm going to say that, but I reckon we've got a year. We've got a year. Let's just see what happens. I don't mind flying out to Baltimore. I don't mind flying out to Nashville, Tennessee for a wee taping or two. Let's try and spice it up. Why not?
I'm down for it. I'm down for it. Now, people, obviously, we want to see you in action at All Out next year, at All In next year. But before that, you're on the Impact UK Invasion Tour in October.
Returning
to your old stomping ground. How did the conversation come about of you making a return to Impact?
It was Scott DeMore contacted me. Scott DeMore contacted me like, the morning of TalkSport, I think.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, Christ, now bite, man. You know, it's like the old saying, you know, nae buses come and then two come at the one time, and you're like, So it's a pleasure. I can't wait to get back to TNA. There's guys there that, you know, I love Joe Hendry and I love Moose and I love Eddie Edwards. And it's funny, man, because I'm sure there was TNA chance last night.
Oh.
No, I might be talking complete bollocks, but I'm sure there was there was TNA chance at that, the deal where Jeff was on the stage on Saturday.
Yes, I heard them there.
But listen, but that's what I'm saying. It's so funny because 10 years ago, it would be FTNA, FTNA. And now that's kind of got, TNA's at that part in the Grand Weaver where his part in life and how it's remembered is like, we glory now. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yes, I do, yes.
It's now nice to remember TNA and when it was on fire. Because, you know, when I was there, it was like, people hated it, people love to hate on it. So now it's got that kind of, I don't know, it's over right now.
I think there's a joy because there's a consistency to Impact Wrestling. Like every week they're putting on incredible TV shows. Every month they're putting on great pay-per-view events. And when they announced the UK tour, they're like, well, yeah, because everybody's coming to play in the UK in 2023. WWE's been here, AEW's here, so of course Impact is going to be here. What was a particular highlight, before we get you back over here to do more, what was a particular highlight for your run in Impact / TNA?
What do I think? Probably, I'd probably see coming at Wembley Arena to Like a Prayer.
Yeah, there was that.
There was that, and then the Hydro, the stuff where I probably say the Al Snow thing with my mum, and basically during the day booking my mum for TNA, and I always remember Al Snow saying, "You think your mum would be up for a spot?" To slap house, so probably that. But there was other ones, just being there, man, just being involved. I loved my match. Know the match at Bound for Glory 2017 with Abyss and Monsters, but know that one. But we did one in 2016 where it was like a sort of last minutes. A guy had got an injury. A guy, can't remember who it was, but it was like a kind of a baller in TNA at the time, was supposed to wrestle Abyss in a Monsters Ball match, and he got injured the night before. So the night before, all the creative team and the bookers and the agents are trying to figure out how, what we're going to do because we've advertised the Monsters Ball. And I was like, I'll fucking do it.
Yes!
I'll do it. And they laughed and they went, you know what, let's do it. And so, so probably, that was probably my highlight. Wrestling Abyss and a Monsters Ball match. Not the one that made the pay-per-view because that was an absolute shamble. That was a shamble. I am proud, however, because Meltzer rated both of the Monster Ball matches. I did. I think I've had three matches rated by Meltzer in my career, and three of them have been duds.
I mean, there's consistency.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, consistency is key.
I'm proud of it. Stuff with Billy Corgan as well. I remember doing a thing in the middle of the ring in Birmingham where Billy Corgan, when the cameras went off, because Billy was playing like the heel owner at the time, and he was like, he was in the ring with me, and he's going, I got Madonna on the phone right now. I could phone her right now, and she'd give me the right to Like a Prayer right this second. And I can always remember going, let me stunner you. Let me stunner you. Under the breath. And he would take the mic away and go, do not lay a fucking finger on me. Do not lay a fucking finger on me. So that was probably a highlight. Because I wanted that one.
Did he bring it up backstage after?
I think so, I think he went, do not ever have any idea to make any physical contact with me.
I love you so much because we've had you just going like Tony Khan runs AEW. You're just like, that was a cute burst in. Big man, give us an honor. And then there's Billy Corgan in the ring, you're going, let me beat the shit out of you. No one else would do it.
Listen, I've always just said, just go for it. I mean, yesterday, you know, I'm there for one night. I was like, let me charm him. And I go in and I'm like, you know, Calvin Bassey, why is it? He's like, I know, I'm the owner of the film. I was like, I know that.
I love it.
So
we should all be a bit more Grado this week.
Listen, you've got nothing to lose.
Be a bit more Grado. What's the worst that'll happen?
What is the worst that happens?
Billy Corgan will tell you off.
Exactly. I've always been in the mindset as well. This is like, this is a bit, it's probably not the right appropriate time to be mentioning something like this, but I've always thought as well, you know, if I run into somebody backstage and, you know, I try to charm them and it doesn't work out and they decide to slap me across the face, then that isn't the worst thing to happen.
Yeah?
It's not the worst thing.
That isn't the worst thing because you're still alive.
You know, I mean, you're still alive and, you know, there's a story there and I am, you know. But, listen, it was just, yesterday was, I'll probably never forget that. I mean, right, I'm just looking at, I've got a big 50-inch framed picture of Sabu hitting me across the head with a steel chair that I got framed the day after that happened. So I'm going to try and find a great picture. I meet Wembley so I can stick it up in here.
That'd be amazing.
Because I'm a mark for myself.
As you should be. As you should be.
I'm the biggest punter for myself, apart from Tom Gamble. I'm the biggest punter. And why Nobi? And you know what? I'm going to go down the high street in Stevenson tomorrow with my AEW I Was There t-shirt, and I'm going to wear it. And I'm going to wear it in Troon Town Hall when I wrestled there in October. And, you know, I just wrestled at Wembley. No biggie. You know,
I think you should also wear it when you're in Glasgow on the 26th, when you're in Newcastle at the Walker Dome on the 27th, where I'll see you, and at the 28th and the 29th of the HMV Empire in Coventry for the Impact UK Invasion Tour.
No, I'll be dusting off my TNA Maximum Impact 2015 jumper, which Shan Gnome used to always rip the piss at me. They go, you'd never get that off. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That is what it's all about.
There is no words that will describe the true energy that I felt last night after a week we spent a Cultaholic campaigning to see it and the dream come true. Grado got to Wembley. Grado clattered Jeff Jarrett with a guitar. Let this be the beginning of more magic. Grado, honestly, mate, you've brought so much joy to our offices and to the wider world. Over the last week, and especially last night, mate, congratulations. You did Wembley!
Thank you so much. You're the man. I love you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.